Our text is taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verses 26 to 27. And it reads thus: When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then said he to a disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour on, the disciple took her unto his own home. Today, I will quickly speak to you on the thing, the importance of family in faith. Amen. In this touching movement at the cross, Jesus shows his love and care for his mother, Mary, and his close friend, John. This passage teaches us about the special relationship we have in the family of God and how we should look after one another. Quickly, I will speak to you on three key points. One, Jesus love in his pain. Even while suffering on the cross, Jesus thinks about his mother and wants to make sure she is careful. Now, Jesus was suffering on the cross. He has pain. He was going through pain, challenges he was going through. But he saw the need that his mother should be careful. And this showed his deep love and concern for family. As he was dying, Jesus see Mary and understands her sadness. Oh yes, she was grieving. She was crying bitterly for her son. And the need for support. Who would take care of her? In whose hand can I trust my mother? But Jesus saw a disciple he loved was closer, John, and he entrusted her into his care. His words remind us that love continues even in hard times. When you love people, even in your difficult time, you will still want to take care of them. In your difficult time, you will still be concerned about them. In your difficult time, you will still remember them. It is true that Jesus was going through difficult time, but yes, he still remembered that he was leaving a family behind that needed to be careful. And so, he has to link them to one another, to care for one another. Leads me to the second point. New family in Christ. Jesus redefined what family means. He tells Mary and John that they are now family in faith. Now, when we become Christians, we become one family. The moment you commit yourself to Jesus, you become the family of Christ. And all believers in Christ are one family. This means that our connection in Christ are just as important as our biological family. Now, this is why you see many people who are Christians are concerned about other believers around the world. Because the moment we say we're Christians, we must have love for one another and care for one another. And this is one important thing that Jesus left with us. When we become one family in Christ, we should be loving and caring for one another. When Jesus called Mary, woman, and tells John to take her as his mother, he is Creating a new kinds of family based on faith and love. Now we become one family in Christ based on faith and love. This teaches us that we are all part of God's family. And the moment you accept Jesus, you become one family in Christ. And this is what Paul spoke about in the book of Philemon, when he was addressing his son, Onesimus. He told Philemon, take Onesimus as a brother and no longer a slave. So when we become Christians, we become brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. Become brothers and sisters in Christ. That leads us to our third point, caring for each other. By asking John to take care of Mary, Jesus shows us our responsibility to support and help one another. Jesus' request for John to care for Mary is a reminder that we must look after one another. Now, this is one of the important things I want to remind you of. Becoming a Christian is reminding us that we have become one family in Christ. And we must be loving and caring for one another. And our love proves our relationship with God. If you love one another, you are care for one another, then the world identifies you with Christ. People will see that indeed we are all one body of Christ. It does not matter who you are, whether you are poor, whether you are rich, no matter what condition you find yourself in, it is important to know that the moment you accept Jesus, you have become one family in Christ. And this should be demonstrated in our churches, in our working places, and wherever we go. We need to love one another and care for one another. We should treat each other as family, offering help and love. We need to love one another. We need to help one another. We need to be concerned for one another. We need to show the world that we no longer of the world, but we are now family of Christ. And so that our relationship with God, our relationship with our fellow men, the way we treat other people, will show the world that indeed we are now different kinds of people. People that have united themselves with God and become one flesh and one body. To conclude, in John 19:26-27, we see Jesus' love for his mother and his friend, showing us how important it is to care for each other in our faith community. Now, we can win the world to Christ. We can win our community to Christ. We can win our country to Christ if we will show love and care for each other. People who don't know Jesus will see need to be part of our kingdom work. And this is why you see many churches today are dying, because we neglect the responsibility of caring for one another. And churches that are contributing to the lives of others and praying for others, caring for others, concerned for other people, are making progress. I want to encourage us today. We have heard the word of God, and the word of God have taught us how we can live a life that will bring growth to our ministry, that will change the lives of others, that will win lost souls to the world. By caring for one another, by loving each other, no matter how difficult our situation may be, it is still our responsibility to ensure that we love each other and care for each other. I want to thank God today for His word, and as you hear it, I want you to ask God to come into your heart to help you build your relationship with God by loving each other and encouraging others in the faith. Father, thank you today for your word. I pray, Holy Spirit, as we heard your word, Father, help us to know the importance of being a Christian, living for you, and fear you. Father God, that we'll not just live as people of the world, but Lord, that we live as people who have been set apart and important to the kingdom of God. Lord, help us to love one another. Help us to care for one another. Help us to be concerned for one another. Thank you today for this message, and your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.